I'm Tracy Gwillam, and this is Yorkie, our African grey parrot.
Yorkie?
She's 5 years old, captive bred. We share our house with 26 rescue animals. It really doesn't matter what the creature is, once she gets to know its name and its routine, if it deviates from that routine, it gets told off. And most of this has not been taught by us. She has just figured out in her mind that certain words are reprimands and uses them in situations that are completely new to her, which shows enormous intelligence, really. She's very good at knowing which of the animals are girls and which of the animals are boys. If she tells Georgie off, she'll go, "George, stop that, bad boy."
George,
but Sophie, it's always bad girl. Very clever memory at remembering who we call boys and who we call girls. In a household this size, that's not bad going, is it, girl?
I'm Irene Christie, and this is Max, my blue and gold macaw, who starred in the James Bond film, For Your Eyes Only. And so he had an agent of his own for quite some time. Right at the end of the film, the macaw is seen having this telephone conversation with the impressionist Janet Brown, who's playing Mrs. Thatcher. And Mrs. Thatcher thinks she's talking to James Bond, but she's actually talking to Max. And there's this clip where he actually drops the Bond watch into his water pot. It has to be this particular type of silver watch. And you just can't leave him anywhere near. If you put one down, he'll run off with it. And if he's near his cage, then it'll go straight in his water pot. At the moment, Max is lying on his back doing his impression of a dead parrot. He will actually fall asleep there if we leave him long enough.
The thing about parrots is they have to have good memories in order to be able to remember where they found certain foods at certain times of year.
Nigel Collar from BirdLife International, an expert in parrot biology.
Now, forest produces trees that produce fruit in very different patterns over many hundreds of square miles. So in order to remember what tree is growing where and when it is likely to produce fruit next is quite a complex computing problem. And these parrots have to remember where they went the year before, which trees are most likely to be producing fruit at what point, in order to save on the energy they expend otherwise foraging aimlessly over the treetops looking for a good tree to feed in. That, I think, is the basis for parrots having such extraordinarily good memories. It's simply knowing their environment when their environment is essentially patchy in the distribution of the foods that it produces.